Moje Rabbi Shai. Wir sind in a gewaltige Tag. We're in great days. I first like to take the opportunity of thanking you for giving me the right to speak a few words. It's a gewaltige Kiddush Hashem that Balabat and Chashirim to take time out of the valuable time in the morning, which is the best hours of the day, and because they eat him, besides the other kriyas eat him, straight away to start the day, the Torah way. Do you know we're on Givaldig Yitzeg? Givaldig Yizmanim. I was thinking to myself already, time and again, what do we have the Dalet Parashis? What are the Dalet Parashis for? At this time of the year, we have a Shabbos Kulim, Miyom the Nochtim, Shabbos Zuchoy, then we go to Parashis Purim, and then we go to Parashis Achoydish. What are these Shabbos? What do they mean? As well, we're in another great time, a great Zman of the year, Achoydish HaShemavim Boi B'Simcha. B'Noisif, we know as well, it says, HaRoitzish is time in the Chusov, Yitav Em Ado, Shenema, Adi Bamurim Hashem. Is the Taish, we're in the midst of Ezriya, the midst of sowing the fields, plowing the fields, waiting in Yitzhak Hashem for the great crop to come, the great heating for Pesach Beis Hashem is worth a quick job. We have to have a Zriya, but to have a Zriya, you have to have a Netiya. Haroitzish is time in the Chusov, Yitzhak Behem Ado. We have to do a spiritual, a Ruchnizdik Netiya, a Ruchnizdik Zriya, which is this tkufa from Mishenichnes Ador Ma'ab B'Simcha HaChoydesh Asher Ma'ab B'Boy B'Simcha. That is our great time now. If you think a bit deeper into these weeks, we're exactly at the halfway mark from Chodesh Tishrei, and halfway mark to the next Chodesh Tishrei. The Rebbe Yishol Olam, on the day the Heilige Chazal have given us an opportunity to come to a new climax of Tshiva Machmas Ahava, whereas Tishrei is Tshiva Machmas Yira. We have given an opportunity now to jump and join the bandwagon of Torah and Avodas Hashem, of Eden, Mekayim Mitzvahs, Tarek Mitzvahs, but not through the year, through a faith, Chaz Shulam for personal, Chaz Shulam, or Torah Begin and Avera, he has to do Tshiva, he has to repent. So Hashem looked at no. Now I'm giving you the greatest time of the year. I'm giving you a time which is man at kifah of all the Tshiva Machmas Ahava. Machmas Ahava, we're coming to the greatest point of the year, which we shall soon elaborate. But this is the Givaldig Shabbos HaChodesh. And then we're coming to the greatest point of the year, which is Leilus Chodesh HaChag. You know, many tzaddikim used to say, Chasal, Sidur Pesach. If you take the Oisius, Chasal, Ches, Sidur, Samuch, Pesach, is what is that? Pesach. We finished the Pesach, we already mishtoikik, and we mizgagea to come to the Gvaldig you take from Pesach. However, Abayisai, it's not only that night, those few hours of sitting around, perhaps with the kinder, Neiniktof, Ekidoimeloi, the greater the mitzvah is, the greater achona that goes into the mitzvah. You know, there's a big yesoid, which I always like to say, Chassidus, there's a big yesoid, which we always elaborate on, is Hachonat HaMitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. How do we know that? But the Kahanim used to do, they used to be Madlik, but they used to be Hatovah Saneiris. Hadokah Saneiris could be a fiddle al Didei Zohar. Somebody else could also make the Hadokah Migdash. But the Hatovah Saneiris, preparation of the Neiris, they could only be done al Didei, a Kohen. The Kohen Gadol, he could only do that. Somebody else couldn't do that, which means the preparation, preparing the menorah, was even greater than the adlokya. Can you imagine that? You don't see anything burning, nothing at all. You just see a preparation, and that is greater. That is exactly what the Arba Parashis are. The Arba Parashis are here to prepare us, for us to prepare. To come to the great, 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 great man, Panelis Kaddish Achar. Which means if we put in the proper preparation into the great mitzvahs as we've on the Kai design, of course, the benefits which we shall reap are far, far greater. That only means the benefits which we do not see. The benefits of which we do see. The benefits is when I exist, the latest Kaddish Achar, when he exists with the Arba Koisis, when he exists with the masses, when he exists with all the Ali Givaldi Gemitzes of that night, his Mishtoikit, Nichtar, become cold to Nafshi, the Chastis of the Kim. I wait for every second, every minute of the day, I should come to that point. And when he comes to that point, for every second, he tries even more and more and more greater effort, and I know it. For being the kind of mitzvahs. Rabbi Boisa, we'll get back to the Dalit Parashis. If you think a bit more, a bit deeper into it, and the Zriya, which I mentioned, and the Tia, we have first Parashis Kulam, which really we're going to learn again Parashis Kulam this week. What is Parashis Kulam? What is the Kriya from Kisisa, Soish B'nai Yisroel? And we see on the other hand that Dovid HaMelech sent Yoav also to make a census of Klal Yisroel. And the, you know, the Tiktsoyus, then product was a terrible, terrible, terrible calamity happened in Klal Yisrael. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years never perished. If so, the Bajishtan tells us, make it count, Kisisa. Esoish B'nai Yisrael, Pusat Ipshat. Whatever Rabbi says, the difference is a great difference. When we come to this parsha, and why is Kolim the first? Because when we come to this great moment, the Rebbe Shlom tells us, I don't want you to do a head count. I want you to do a count of Shkolim Bekal Gilgoylis, which we know saved us from the great Osen, the great Chas V'Shulam tragedy, which would have happened, Chas V'Shulam Al Yidei Homon, by Eden giving the Shikta Kodesh, Machtes HaShekel before, saved the whole of Klal Yisrael. But why do we give Machtes? Why not the whole? Well, that just shows you the Yisoid Gudl of Klal Yisroel. We see Kenisim Shal Yisroel, the Kenisim Shal Tzadikim, as is both in the Gemara of Sanhedrin, no Elohim, v'no Ledoiram. Bringing together Eden at 8:30 in the morning in the Torah way. Bringing together Eden to listen to Torah way. Bringing together Eden to Shura Torah all over London. This is the Taich Kenusim Shal Tzadikim, no Elohim, v'no Ledoiram. But you know, if you sit on your own, the Welt sucht eine Welt, oi chavrisse, oi misisse. If other you learn, other let the Geschmack, if you learn what others you learn, if you learn on your own, it's chodil like he's a barmanon. That is exactly the concept of Machtes HaShekel. Machtes HaShekel, the Torah told us, and Chazal elaborate, because if you know that you're half, and you have to come to somebody else to make the hashlomer, then that brings unification. That brings an after Klal Yisrael. That brings a greater, greater, greatest point of Avodas Hashem. And that also brings us to the greatest point of Avonas HaTorah. When a person learns with a chavrusa, when a person learns with somebody else, when a person is kovei itim shiur toyer b'rabim, of course, how much greater the reward does he reap by Avonas HaTorah. And that is exactly what Masters HaShekel told us and tells us, unite, come together. You're not another Masholem. You're one half. You have to have the other half as well. You have to have the other half, you're the Chavrisis. Whatever Rabbi say, then we come to the next point. We come to the point of Pasha Zohar, Matthias HaMolik, Ashikol Chabaderas. Without a Molik taking us to the point, has the Sholem after great Baitzah from Yitzhak Mitzrayim and showing the world that the Eden of Cholila are not invincible, has the Sholem, that's what we have to have a fear of Mechias HaMolik. And Lois Ishtaf. and that is an event that has to repeat it on a yearly basis. That if a person thinks that he's finished already, he has no problem with Amalek, he has no problem with the Mohammed HaYetzer, he is the perfect Yitzhira. No, remind yourself, learn a bit deeper, and what is the significance of Amalek, and then one knows how one has to make even a greater avodah, and that is Parshas Zohar in a nutshell. Amud Avodah, we come to one greater stage, which is our Shabbos, which we call Netaya Temeyim Unetami Tohoyim Cholila, which is Parshas Purim. Many people think, and they say to themselves, what do I need to go to a mikveh? What is the kavanah of a mikveh? And Rafi is smiling. What is the kavanah of a mikveh? See them guy in the mikveh. By the way, I have news for you. Have a look in Ochus Yoshef and Abchaim Kanyevsky, and see one of the shtiklos that he says about mikveh, besides the Ben Yoinah Bruchis, enough. Have a look over there and you'll see exactly, and then you'll understand why whole B'nebach and all Yerushalayim, not the Siddur Shevel, but the literal life in the mikveh. But there's one little concept in mikveh which you all know. And if not, I'll just remind you a bit. Mikveh is bitl ayesh. Bitl agayev. Bitl from a person who thinks I'm the greatest person in the world. Nobody's greater than me. I'm everything. So Lila. But a mikveh, what does the person have to do? He has to go. He's batlis shleima. And he has to go beneath the water. And if even one hair follicle is above water, both will give on, ois mikveh. The Gunish Gitin. Useless. That comes to show a person that once you're underneath the water, you're Kiyesh, but you become Ayin, nothing. As it was before the creation of the world, before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world. That once the person comes out of the water, he has an Ayin barrier, a new person at all. Parshas Purim tells us, if you think that Shittai Kaddish was enough, if you think that by being a kind of Mitzvah of the Chiyas Amolik, that I'm saying the Noisesser, I'm already Chagitapt a Mitzvah by Haman, I made a calamity over there, made some marriage, that's it, I was Yoitzer. Zogi Chazal, you have to still be Mitzvah, Mitzvah yourself, cleanse yourself, purify yourself. And then we come over Rav Yisai. When a person has come through these three stages, then he has the right to come to the next stage of Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh, which you know, the Yerushalmi. There's a beautiful Yerushalmi which tells us that the Dalet Parshis are connected. Vayitzeisi, Vihitzalti, Vigoalti is Parshas Purim, Vigoalti is taking us out, the Yula. We come into Parshas HaKodesh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is taking us out in Yamsu. That is Parshas HaKodesh preparing for the greatest moment. Fagula mitzvah zagula shleima. So we come to the greatest moment of Leilas Kaddish HaKar. I'd like to tell you a small sipur from my great grandfather, the after of the Holy Oy of Yisroel. Oyv Yisroel, before he was known, was a very, very, very poor man. He used to go to the Lublina. The Heilige Lublina was his Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim. Lublina won Pesach. See, people think they make preparations for Pesach. The whole preparation is cleaning a bit the house at Kidoyma. The Lublina, could you imagine, came before Pesach and didn't have any wheat to bake matzah, just got the feet and nothing at all. The Lubina didn't know what to do. The Lubina given a Balich HaKodesh. He said, I see in whole of Poland there's not a mokim where I could find chitim which are pure, chitim which weren't nechmas, no water reached them. I see in whole of Poland, I see no chitim. What's the design? The kibbutz is a matzah, and I cannot be mekayim it. Something came along after a while. The after of his talmud and said, Rebbe, I have a few chitim. And he brought it to him. He brought the Lubdina to Gebeng the Chitim. And Lubdina takes this Chitim and he tells him, his Talmidim tell him, Rabbi, but you just told us that in the whole of Poland there's no Chitim. What are we using over here? How could you use this? So he tells him, Tyre Talmidim, these Chitim were chosen, each and every one were chosen by the Yoha Novi. It's not only the story, the ma'ase here, it's the moral of it. What are we miyageya for matzis? What are we miyageya for Pesach? That we walk into a Pesach shop, that we walk into a shop on the high street, and you can buy whatever you want for Pesach? This is a yigia. This is the avoider. That is the achoda to the midst of latest Kaddish Achad. Moreover, the avoider is from the Lublina, looking for a bit of chitim, looking for a yigir of kashis, a bit for the great mitzvah. That was the avoider. And that's the avoider which we see even today, Baruch Hashem. Ach Shedor, Klal Yisrael. Aso medastik v'mitzvah, Baruch Hashem. In every and each facet of Aloha, delving even deeper and deeper, even to come to a greatness of a mitzvah. But Moivir Avoy said, that only comes through Achona. If you make a preparation, and believe me, the taste of those matzahs, which the Lina had from those kernels, the taste of those matzahs were far, far greater than what we have today. Why? Because the gear of the mitzvah, the gear for the mitzvah, the father for the mitzvah, the greatness of the avoid which went into them, reaped their great benefits. You know, if I tell you one story, I might as well tell you another one as well. We're just at the doorstep of Chaval of Oda. Chaval of Oda is the Yosef. As you all know, there was signs posted all over town of Dzhensk. I asked Baksidim, they used to say, in Mizuk Nachalt, as we melent, I melent the Toyof in the Rebbe, we may his daughter in the Rebbe. You don't have to only travel there. Chodir, I don't want to knock any travel agents. I melent, that's as if you're over there as well. But Abad one makes the Shtablis. However, I'll just a little story, then we'll continue. Rebbe Lemelech Yosef is this Sunday, Beis Hashem is born. And one of his greatest talmidim was the After Ruf, as you all know. Rebbe Lemelech had a full concussion. Rebbe Lemelech, the After Ruf came to him in the beginning of the first years, and was mamish unknown. And he cried to him, he told him, Rebbe, the homage of Shabbos. I don't have even for Shabbos. What am I going to do over here? So he turned around and told him, Eshteit, Asei Shabbat Tochoyer, Val, Titzparach Lebriyos. So he asked him, Rebbe, but it says, Toysis asks back a kasha, and Toysis asks, take love alive, and Nipareya. The Rebbe Yishab Zuntach love alive, so what is going on? Oh, the love alive, I have to go out and take loans for Shabbos. Vani Pareya, the Baruch Hashem says you'll get it back. Oh, I'll say Shabbat Nachoy about the Tzarek Levius. It's a chastir when I obey. Take this cash. So the Rebbe Ramelech to his Talmud, to Master Yuvah, to this design. I'll say Shabbat Nachoy. Nem dem Shabbos in the Vachim to Garayim. Take the Kedusha from Shabbos. And plant it in the weekdays. That's in the Kabbalah of Chazal. Asei Shabbat Kochoyil. Take your Shabbos. The Heilig is Shabbos Kodesh. The Kedusha for Shabbos. Asei Shabbat Kochoyil. And plant it in the weekday. And I thought, while seeing these people, that is the Kabbalah of Chazal say, what we say every morning. Hayyim. Yom Rishon Bashabbos. Hayyim Sheni Bashabbos. Hayyim Shlishi Bashabbos. I am Viva Shabbos. What is the Kavanah? Viva Shabbos. We know that. Tanto Makloik is Beisul. Beishalem Beisul. But the Kavanah is, a person should plant the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, the Kedusha B'Shabbos Kodesh in the weekdays. And I say the other way around as well. Ask the Tanoim, Shama and Hillel, make the Achonah in the weekdays for the great Shabbos. So if we make the Achonah, we make the preparations in the weekday for Shabbos, then of course the next week we can already reap the benefits from that great Shabbos which we had. We're coming now to Parshas Purim, and I'd like to end with a short Vahaloch as well. We know there's a very interesting Gemara in Megillah. The Mishnah tells us the Seder for the Parshas, Dalet Parshas. Then the Gemara says over here, the Mishnah tells us we should know Rosh Chodesh Hador, Shechalis V'Shabbos, Koyim Parshas Kolem, Chalis V'Shabbos. He tells us the whole Seder. I'll pose a question to you. What happens? And I was recently in a distant land, a distant country, and over there, I understood exactly how it could happen. What happens if you daven in the Beis Hamikdash, and for some peculiar reason, it comes Parshas Purim, and they forget to lay in Parshas Purim? The light is kap Parshas Purim, lay in Parshas Ki Siso, in the master forgetting you all. The shikil was so great that suddenly something happened over there and they fell into a deep slumber, forgot to say Parshas Purim. And I was in a distant country which maybe there's a minig like this applies to Shabbat. They didn't say Yoytis, they said Zakaliyah and the other, the Pai, so the Shukashim Pai. I thought to myself, you know what, Balsat Kimin Kirsatoya, Stumat Pufagas, and I also never did the same as well. I mean, it's like a normal Shabbat, why should they? Bullshit. In any case, but what happens, Taki, if something happens like that? And there is an aloha. If you forget, if the whole people forget Parshas Purim, what happens then? So, Agaf, if you take out the Mishnah Berurah in Parpei Hei, very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Yemirah Shalekoru Aparashim and Yonah Shal Yoyim, if a person forgets to learn the whole Tzibur, if it doesn't learn Parsha, it could be a person on his own. Yemirah Shalekoru Aparashim and Yonah Shal Yoyim, Eino Itashlum and Lashabbos Tavor. Forget it. You missed the boat. Too late. A lady. That's what it says over here. So look here, you've lost it. Kib the Shaila, if you look in Megillah and Nachkofteres and Rashi tells us, B'viyas HaKodesh Az Elohem, Shisham Parshas HaPesach, U'vishas Yoshalmi, Gassino, Omer Avchome Bedinu Shiyigdom HaKodesh LeParshas Purim. Bedinu. Really, you should have been marked in Parshas HaChodesh, the Parshas Purim. Bidinu. Why? Because Be'echot B'nissin, Hukam HaMishkon, U'bishay Niboi, in the second day, is given Sreifas HaPurim. Parshas Purim, the second day. So Krashi, B'shay Inoi Nisuf HaPurim, U'bnei Ma'higdinu, Shitarusan Shal Yisroel. Why would they mark them Parshas Purim to Parshas HaKodesh? To be marked there, to be marked there, to make it even far greater, to purify us even at a greater level. Like Rashi says, Shitarot Meshach Yisroel, to bring forward Taharas Yisroel. So in actual fact, we see it from Yerushalmi Shteit of Klo, and Rashi, like Rashi says over here, comes Klo, Rashi says over here, that really Parshas Purim should be that Parshas HaChodesh should precede Parshas Purim. If you have a look, the Mishnah Berurah is Mitzrayim the Shari Ephraim. If you have a look in Shari Ephraim, in Shari Ephraim there's also the Bia Mevoi Sho'orim. If you have a look, they quote over there, he says that if we one missed the Chodesh, you have missed it. But if you have a look a bit further, Mevoi Sho'orim brings the Ginas Verodim, the Shuvas Ginas Verodim. And Ginas Verodim states this fact, that could be Parshas Kolem for Parshas Minister Shkolem Fafal. Even though, by the way, I found a Mamshik that says that Parshas Kolem as well, you could say, you have an Eitzah. But regarding Parshas Kolem, says the Ginas Verodim, and as well the Beis Dovid, Shiras Beis Dovid, sends you to this Rashi in Megillah, which is based on my Yerushalmi, which Yerushalmi says that really you should have named Parshas Lechodesh before Parshas Purim. And he says the Beis Dovid, and the Gnez Vayodim, so if so, if a Tibur forgot, so Bailey, he says no problem, Lein Parshas Purim, and Lein Parshas Lechodesh, because in actual fact you should have really done it the other way around. So to Bailey, we want to say Master, after we want to say Master in Parshas Lechodesh Master. Bimele, so since we know that the aloch is whatever, b'maydeh salik b'nei b'aftoyah, that's what you have to say after. So since you want to say after, say at least to say pashas for the first, and say pashas the chodesh second. And those they paskin the Beis Dovid, and those they paskin the Ginas V'odim. And Baruch Hashem, in the Yodah, I got a sefer, Shev the Tzitzel Yerza, Zefer Tzadim Kodesh V'odim, Lachdei Yoavek, and whoever doesn't know, in the years coming, will be known as one of the greatest poskim. And since the Yehuda brings to their shayla, and Baruch Hashem, he brings them to Berura, and he paskins, and he doesn't understand how could it say a shayla for Ayim, when we see when he looks in the shayla and gives word and makes it says state law. The Paschim starts to allow for a person that a tzibur did not lay in Paschim's Pura, the next week, the following week, they should lay in the Paschim's Achoydish, they should lay in Paschim's Pura, and then Paschim's Achoydish. I want to be Messiah, Rebbe Shlomo Zalehelson, that these 4 weeks which we mentioned before, Akenegit, Voitseisi, Vitalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, we should be Zoycheh, Be'ezah, Hashem Yisroch, which we had, which all of us were there in that Ma'amid, so the Bein Shalom Elfen, we should be Zoycha to the greatest Gula, the Gula Amitis, be Bias Rashi, Tatkeinu, be Mei, Amen.